Macmillan Audio presents The Women of Now, How Feminists Built an Organization that Transformed America by Catherine Turk. Read for you by Kimberly M. Wetherell. Prologue. You can't stop now. Here is a glimpse of a feminist movement midstream. 1974 was a rotten year for America. The economy was contracting, ending decades of post-war growth and shifting organized labor onto the defensive. The Watergate scandal had captivated the nation, and President Richard M. Nixon resigned in disgrace in August. The Vietnam War, part of a crusade to affirm America's global dominance, had spiraled into a humiliating defeat. The nonviolent interracial civil rights movement had yielded to the more militant Black Power movement, which had also lost its footing due to police repression and the increasingly hostile political climate. From the perspective of these mostly male-led movements and institutions, the possibilities for a more democratic society had narrowed. But many women felt their fortunes moving along an upward trajectory in 1974. A clear majority of Americans favored adding to the U.S. Constitution the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA, which had recently sailed through both houses of Congress, along with landmark federal laws affirming gender equality at work and in school. The previous year, the U.S. Supreme Court had framed the constitutional right to abortion in Roe v. Wade, ending decades of danger and secrecy. Ancient tropes about the sexes, that women belonged in the domestic sphere, unfit for equal participation in politics, at work, or as consumers, and thus should not control their bodies or their lives, had once been tacitly accepted as common sense. The burgeoning feminist movement had pried open these tropes, and they were beginning to crumble. The National Organization for Women, NOW, had helped drive these changes and demanded more. In late May 1974, as many as 3,000 women flooded the sidewalks and streamed into shops and restaurants in downtown Houston. Inside the Rice Hotel and three blocks down Texas Avenue at the new Albert Thomas Convention Center, women wedged into the lobbies, meeting rooms, and elevators. The air rang with their scores of musical accents. Y'all from Boston? Ranging from the barefoot to the silver-blue coiffed, these working women, housewives, rich and poor, mostly somewhere in between, hailed from small towns, suburbs, and cities in all 50 states. They were different races, old and young, stylishly pantsuited and hippie a la California. Many wore a button proudly resetting James Brown's hit from the previous decade. It was a man's world. The scene in Houston was NOW's seventh national conference. Gathered at the convention center, members reaffirmed their support for the rights of women of color, lesbians, and women in poverty, and charted new advocacy for older women. They debated 49 resolutions before trimming their agenda to a final 13 points. These included applying pressure on the nation's biggest corporations to treat workers more fairly, pushing for stronger laws against rape and protections for divorced women, pursuing a guaranteed income for homemakers, and seeking official non-governmental organization consultative status with the United Nations as part of an expanded international program. Back home, approximately 37,000 additional members, organized into 700 local chapters in all 50 states and overseas, eagerly awaited news of their decisions. You can't stop now, the theme of the Houston conference, captured members' momentum. Their organization had developed a strength and scope that surprised even its ambitious founders. Only 8 years earlier, when those 28 women, all with relatively elite status, proposed forming a new group to speak for women, they knew there was cause for skepticism. The priorities of individual women were not easily aligned. They had varied relationships to the law, to work, to men, to money, and to one another. Despite all of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?